Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you. So today we're taking your questions and your comments. It's Monday. Give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. Outside North America, you can reach us at 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with a question or a comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com and check us out on Facebook. So the question for today's show was this. What did Jesus mean when he said, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven? And that's from Matthew 18, verse 3. Yes. And so we're going to have beautiful discussion about that today. But we also want to celebrate your brother's anniversary and his beautiful wife, Carrie.
Yes, we wanted to give a shout out to Pasquale and Carrie, Patty and Carrie Pinto, my older brother, 60-year anniversary in marriage. God bless you both, and he's blessing you both, because your faces, your love on your faces is just wonderful. It's amazing what fidelity and loyalty and sacrifice and servanthood, forgiveness does. And so you're such a blessing. And you've been a model to me and to Joy, Patty and Carrie both.
And Patty was your best man.
Patty was my best man at the wedding, that's right. And Carrie was so involved since I was a little kid. And I can remember when I lost my mom at age 5 and had just seen her in a casket and came out of the funeral parlor. I was crying so much. And Carrie looked at me and said, you will see your mother again. And I said, what? You will see your mother again. Mm. And I said, then I can wait forever.
Yes.
So these are the kind of people in our lives. And they have three beautiful children, Laura, Mary, and Martha, twin girls, and then the older girl, all born on the same day.
On the same day.
So they have the same birthday. And then we have twins.
Yes.
Anna and Rebecca, as well as our other boys. And so they were models for us about marriage and about rearing children. Mm-hmm. Just wonderful, wonderful people.
Right. And the beautiful thing, you know, Carrie was pregnant back in the day when they didn't do ultrasounds, so that she didn't know she was having twins.
Surprise.
And on that day, a year later to her firstborn's birthday, she birthed a set of identical twin girls.
Amazing.
And beautiful girls, beautiful family, that wonderful son-in-laws and grandchildren. And so we are grateful for their presence and for their witness in our life and in our family.
Yeah, and they're great outside of the family.
Yes.
Because Patty was a coach, a counselor. He was put in the Hall of Fame for track and field. And not that he ran track and field, he was a good football player, but anyway, he coached that. And so many kids down through the ages, the influence of a coach.
Yes.
And so these guys call him 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years after he was coaching them. Carrie is a nurse. Mm-hmm. How many people she touched, helped to bring healing to them. A model.
Yes.
So thank you, Patty and Carrie, for your witness to us, to the entire family, your grandchildren, 7 grandchildren. We love you dearly. Our question for the day again is that Jesus' words, unless you humble yourself and become like a child, turn and become like a child, convert, become like a child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. He was saying that to those people that were gathered around him. And then he took a child, brought him right up to himself. And he was saying, of such is the kingdom of heaven. What you do to them, you do to me. This is the second anniversary of the overturn of Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And so this theme of a child is so important about our worldview, what we believe as Christians, Catholic Christians, the sanctity of every human being, the very moment of conception through natural death. What you do to the child, you do to me. And if we've done bad things to our children, or you're someone that was involved in abortion, there's mercy, there's grace, there's forgiveness of sins. Come to him. Let us repent of any way that we've wounded any child anywhere. Because those who are forgiven much love much. So let's come as a nation, let's repent of what we've done, especially to the preborn, that the Lord would bring an awakening to our country, to the world, and renewal to the church. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away. 1-800-221-9460, 205-271-2980. Call us now.
Welcome back. Well, remember that today we're taking your comments and your questions on our show. So if you're watching, it's Monday. Please give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. Outside North America, you can reach us 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with a question or a comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com. So here is your question, and we certainly want to know your thoughts. What did Jesus mean when he said, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven?
That's powerful.
And this is from the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3. So in putting it out there, we got so many lovely comments and responses. And, you know, you can have your master's of divinity, you can have degrees in theology, you could know a whole lot about God. But until your heart is childlike, faith-filled, filled with wonder and awe of who he is and what he has done in your life, that's the way we are to be, whether we're 95 or whether we're 5. And I mean, I was a Sunday school teacher for 22 years, and I worked with 3- and 4-year-olds. It was my favorite age group, and I think that we, as adults, should have the heart and the spirit of a 3-year-old, because they're wonderful.
Yeah.
They believe everything. Like when your children are, when you're raising your children, they believe you know everything. Isn't that nice? And we know the truth. We know we don't know everything. But we like that. That's the kind of power they give to us. And we need to be careful how we use that power and authority over our children's lives.
But Jesus and the Father do know everything.
They do.
So Jesus is saying, humble yourself, become like a child. That's the basis for your relationship with my Heavenly Father and with me. And guess what? They're perfect. But you've got to consent.
Right.
That's the key. You've got to consent. You have to depend. You have to understand. Well, your children don't even understand all that. They're just that.
Well, you have to understand that you are not God, that God is God, and you are not. And so it puts you in a place of humility, in a place of surrender, in a place, for me, of freedom, that I don't have to figure it out. You know what I love saying as I get older? I don't know. My kids look at me, he's like, you don't know? I don't know. When my sister was dying and my whole family like wanted me to have all the answers, they would say, Joy, what is this? And I'd say, I don't know. Because I don't know. God knows. But we have to be a people filled with faith and trust, believing that God knows, and just stay behind him, as this day is John the Baptist.
Yep.
John the Baptist was not number one. John the Baptist was number two.
Yeah.
He was the forerunner. He wasn't God. He was never going to be God. He had a role. He had a place. He had a purpose. You and I have a role and a place and a purpose. And God wants us to be childlike. Yeah. As children, as parents, what is the most thing, the thing that pleases us the most when we have our children? The thing that pleases us most when we have our children is, guess what? When they obey us.
Yeah.
Right? So we, as children of God, no matter what trial, tribulation, suffering, sickness, whatever is happening in our lives, misery, joy, sorrow, we have to say, Lord, I don't understand, but I trust in you.
Yes.
You are God.
Joe, I thought I mentioned at the outset, and maybe I didn't.
You did.
Today is the 2-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Right, you mentioned it, yes.
And it's the anniversary of the Dobbs decision, and that was a wonderful day and a move in the right direction on the Feast of the Sacred Heart 2 years ago. And now everything's back to the states. There's great pushback. States that have taken advantage of that, like the state of Alabama, we're an abortion-free state, except clandestinely abortions are taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Other places, they had constitutional amendments, and they upped it, 5 to 6 states or more, through almost to the time of birth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a battle. But the point is this text, that Jesus could have come any way he wanted to come. This is what we need to remember as a people, and if we claim the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus came as a zygote, as an embryo, as a fetus, as a little infant, as a young child, and through the stages of development, just to about age 32, 33, however old he was at the time of death. He could have come any way he wanted to come. And he says in this text, What you do to them, you do to me. He's radically identified with all humanity, especially the weak and helpless pre-born and little children. He says, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
He takes it personally. And he can forgive us our hurts and wounds that we've inflicted on our own children, or maybe being involved in abortion, not doing all that we can. Get it. It's there. We could be forgiven. So we don't have to just sink into the mire of it. We just need to repent and say, and Lord, I want to repair the damage that I've done. I want to stand for those. Because if we don't hear the voice of the voiceless, we ourselves will cry out and you will not be heard. That's the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I didn't hear their cries all the time, but at some point in my life, I began to hear the cry. I didn't really realize what was going on until I saw my own children in utero responding. And now, of course, we work in a pregnancy medical center. We see children all the time. But, you know, we had a girl today that just came to us. She came for her second time to see her child and so on. She's really committed to abortion. And we talked to her again. And you know what she did? She walked out and says, I have an appointment for an abortion. We're going to continue to pray for her. We'll try to reach out to her. This is what's going on in this world. And when you see the children that are going to be aborted, it's really something else. And until America sees fetal development, until America sees abortion, we'll continue to have abortion. And so it's like, I don't want to know about this. I don't want to hear about this. I felt the same way. But we need to know, because we're going to give an answer. Did we stand with the helpless and defenseless? Did we abuse them? If we did we repent? So God's mercy is available, but we need to cry out. We have a comment here?
We have a comment, and this is what it says. We must have a heart as innocent and pure as a child and be open to all that God has in store for us without any greedy desires or expectations. And this is from Lenny on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that is true. And so if your heart, if you're feeling like you're in a place of control, or you're the pride, so we have a lot of those issues, a lot of our vices, how they always rear their ugly heads inside of us. That's the place where we then, in this beautiful month of June, in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, where we bring our heart to the divine and holy heart of God and ask him that he make our hearts like his.
Yeah.
Lord, and we pray this, Lord, today I want to be a pleasing child in your sight. Wouldn't you love it if all your kids woke up and said that to you today and said, you know, Mom, all I want to do is please you and Daddy. All I want to do is obey you. Whatever. I mean, that would just be heaven on earth,
that was,
right?
Right. I had a birthday years back. I'll never forget this one. And so we had our four young kids. And so I said, well, Dad, what do you want? You know, what do you want for your birthday, this and that? I said, I want to sit down. I want to have a meal. And I want everybody to get along.
You wanted peace.
That's what I want. Oh, you want something? No. I wanted peace.
You wanted peace.
I just want to eat a meal. Everybody's at peace. Nobody's saying, well, you're smacking your food or you're breathing differently or I don't like. That's what the Father wants. I just want to see my children, you know, at peace. Give me peace. Peace for a day, because that's my whole hope for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's as childlike as we can be before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, if every one of us was just working on the condition of our own hearts, our own minds before God, and you know, we can't solve all the world problems. I'm not about to. I can't stop abortion in the United States of America, but I can make a difference for one girl. And that's who Jesus brings before me. I can today make peace in my heart with God and then have an effect of all the people that I'm around with love and joy and hope and peace. And if everybody, all of us who claim Jesus as our King and our Lord, was doing that, the Holy Spirit wants to aid you and assist you to be a pleasing child. The Holy Spirit, so if your heart is being in a place of control, being in a place of pride, being in a place of where I know, we don't know. God knows.
We have to consent.
We have to consent. We have to surrender.
We're getting it with the children, how they do what they do, because it's just kind of they're doing it. Maybe they do some bad things too, but basically they're kind of like, you know, I don't know and what's going on, what's happening, why. He's telling us as adults to be that way. That's really hard because we've developed all these habits and vices. And so we have to say, Lord, I need wonder back in my life. I need to have that sense of peace. I think sometimes, well, what I'm saying makes all the difference in the world, but I can't change one heart. Billy Graham, who's a great evangelist, said, they said, how many people have you converted? He said, I've never converted anybody. Mother Angelica never converted anybody. You might think you were converted by Mother Angelica. You weren't. She was a vessel. She's our model in so many ways here. And, you know, when we do this show, we pray, Lord, between us and the camera and what's going on there, please do something divine and touch a life, especially the lives of those who know their life's coming to an end and those who don't know whose life is about to end. Lord, work in their lives, that they would be able, in childlike faith, to come to you and say, Lord, here's my life. I just present it to you, and you're the final judge, and I just give you everything in my life. Like a little child, I come to you. Could you somehow write straight and crooked lines? Can you somehow make it all right? I'm not saying I'm all right, but Lord, have mercy on me. You're my Father. In you is the love of the Mother. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for me that I might be found in the heart of your Son. Childlike faith.
Right. And so you and I have our work to do, and let's do it today. Let's do it well. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to aid us, to empower us, to guide us, to change us. Sit before the Lord and say, Lord, make my heart like that of a child, that I would see like a child, that I would think like a child, not to be child, like you're childish, yeah, but you're childlike, right, not to be immature, but to be mature in God, to be mature in the Word of God, to be mature in your faith, to be mature in your trust, yeah, but to have your heart like that of a child.
Yeah.
Because the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah. And that's what Job could say, because he loved God and he trusted and he believed, no matter what his trials, what he was going through.
You know, we were at a game the other day for one of our grandchildren, James's game. So we're always going to games all over the place. We put 17 grandchildren. And so we were doing that. And there was this little kid. He was so beautiful, you know, but I was up on the stands. He was down there. He was all over. He looked a little troubled, this and that. I was just watching him. Saying, you know, what's with this kid, this and that? And so, I mean, it's a long time. The game's going on. So I'm just there at one point. And all of a sudden, the kid went like between my legs and popped up and just looked at me. And he was smiling. Like, and I'm like, what the heck is that all about? But it was like, I want to engage you. I want to know you. I could trust you now for whatever reason, wherever he was, you know? And maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe you've been away from the Lord. Maybe you just need to pop up under him and look at his face and say, am I okay? Do you love me? Am I safe with you? And Jesus will give you infinitely more than you could ask or imagine. But you gotta come. Day after day after day, you come. And God will do unspeakable, glorious things in your life. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we're going to go to Rome to check in with beautiful Joan Lewis. Now, Joan's going to be sharing a reflection on the innocence of children and how the Lord can make us more childlike.
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy, from an unusually cool Rome for June and a morning that has been intermittent sun and rain. Now, your question of the day, of course, in many ways, it seems like a question that could be very simple to answer, and yet it can also be challenging. That question being, what did Jesus mean when he said, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven? Well, of course, Jesus was answering the disciples who had asked him, who is the greatest in heaven? And Jesus called over a child, and he said those words, and then he added, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now, children, how many hours, days, months of our lives have we spent with children? Those little human beings whom we love so much, precisely because they are lovable. They're simple in their nature and their needs. They're trustworthy, and they're totally without guile. And as Jesus said, he implied children are naturally humble. So that is obviously a virtue we should develop. And obviously many things can change as we grow up too, but we're talking about children. Now, I have 28 great nieces and nephews. They range in age from 20 months to 22 years, and I deeply cherish the time that I've spent with them over the years. The spontaneous hugs, the sharing of secrets, the expression on their face when I tell a story, answering questions, or maybe just their trustworthiness, having trust in me when we embark on a new adventure. And now I'll tell you a story about trust, and all of you will, many of you might understand this. When my parents retired to California, they bought a home with a pool, as did my sister, and then later all of her children as adults had pools at their home. And you haven't lived until you've been inside of a pool and there's a 1 or 2 year old standing on the edge of the pool waiting to jump in, and they do jump in, they end up in the pool and in your arms, and you both burst into spontaneous laughter and probably a big hug. So there was no fear, there was only trust. That's a perfect example at the very young age. So basically, what Jesus is telling us with those words, we have to return to be like children. We have to be humble, and we have to be filled with trust. We have to be people who are very simple, knowing too that we often have to depend on others. Now, I have this wonderful small book that I use when I say the rosary. And there's a reflection in the joyful mystery of the Nativity that I love. Jesus came as a child so no one would refuse him. He came in poverty so no one would feel inferior. He came defenseless so no one would feel threatened. Those words always make me pause. So I think what we want to do now, we want to call on the Lord, ask him to bring all of those virtues of childhood back to us, because you know what? He will be delighted, and so will we. On those words, back to you.
Joan, thank you so much. Beautiful teaching. Thank you for sharing about all of your little loved ones and what they mean to you. What a wonderful faith. Who could make it up that Jesus was an embryo and a fetus and now reigns as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Let us humble ourselves. Let us convert. Let us ask God's grace that we might have those virtues of simplicity and dependency upon the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.